right. Every year I add two or three slides, and I try to take off at least one or two. So this thing gets longer and longer, so I may move sort of fast through some of them. But, of course, you all know, most of you know, that how high quality of crop we had this year. So, like I said, I've got some different slides to look at some other areas. Everybody knows where all our classing offices are, all the cotton producing states there in gold, and our 10 classing offices. And the Southeast is all classed over in Macon and Florence, except for just a little bit in Memphis. The Mid-South is all classed at either Rabel, Dumas, or Memphis. And the Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas is all classed in the four Texas offices. And the Far West is all classed in Vice, except one gin in New Mexico that comes into La Mesa. We just raised our estimate here in the last week, and right now it looks like 15.6. I'm not even sure what NASS is reporting, because I didn't go back and look at their last one, but I'm pretty sure we're ahead of that, higher than they are on running bales when you convert the statistical bales. And we may go higher. Who knows what this West Texas crop's going to be in Abilene and La Mesa. They feel confident their estimates are right on, so, or on the low side. Pima classing with class 421, our estimate's 540. The total classings, that puts us up over 16 million, 16.1 physical bales, and we've classed 13.8. So the quality is based now on, about 80-some percent of the crop, and we still have a little over 2 million bales to go. Here it is in January. That's the percent of where the crop is produced, and you can see how much Texas has grown and the impact of the hurricanes and the wet weather has had on the Southeast. They're going in opposite directions. So a lot more cotton percent of the U.S. crop, over 50% of it. Texas has had over 50% of the acres, but they hadn't produced over 50% of the bales, and it looks like this year they will. Color grade 41-32 is not the highest. We had 95% in 2014. But it may be for these last 2 million bales, because it's coming from a real high-quality area, so that could increase on up to equal that. And by region, of course, the Southeast last year was mostly 42 and lower, and you can see how much it rebounded back. Mid-South was almost 100%, 41, 32 and higher, color grade, just color grade, 98.8, I believe it is. And this is nothing but 31 color, no other factors in it. And because I was curious myself, is this the highest quality, high-grade, color-grade crop we've ever had? Well, in 2010, we had 75% of the crop was color-grade 31 or higher. This year, it's right at 73-something, but we're getting a lot of high color grade out of what's left, this 2 million bales that's left, so it could equal it before it's over, but if not, it'd be the second highest. 2005 was the second highest, and I want to say that was right at 70, 69.7%. But I did notice this, that the years that the highest color grade 31s have been the years that Texas produced almost 50% of the crop, and they had a high color grade that year, okay? Well, since one of the generals asked me, he said, I know you're going to show what Texas had compares to the U.S. I thought, I hadn't planned to, but I went back and put it on there. So there's how Texas compares to the overall. And all but 2 years, Texas color grades 31 and higher was higher, 15 out of 17 years, all but 2002 and 2004. So Sid Brew may know why those 2 years may have had hurricanes. I think he mentioned that earlier this morning. So they may have made it all the way to Lubbock that year. But I was a little shocked to see that all but 2 years that the color grade in the Texas crop was higher than the U.S. average. And then I just picked some states that were similar this year. And if you notice there, Georgia and Alabama had 90-something percent color grade 31 and higher this year. Just probably the best all time for Alabama. Tennessee and Mississippi together, the hills produced probably the record yields for those areas, but they also had a real high color grade. Arkansas and Missouri actually went down. They had more strict low cotton. They had some rain that moved up through that area and doled it up. Even though they're real high percent of strict low and higher, they didn't have as high a middling. And of course, Arizona is 90-something percent middling color this year and produced about twice as much as what California has in Upland. Leaf grade is a lot cleaner crop. Had a lot of leaf issues last year. A 3.0 average is the lowest it's been in the last 5 years. Every area came down, but the Mid-South is still predominantly 3-4 leaf. It's about half threes and fours now. The Southeast really cleaned up the crop all the way from a 3.5 to a 2.9. So I'm going to look at it on the opposite end of the 5-leaf and lower, because last year we had a lot of 5 and 6-leaf. So as you can see, naturally with the cotton getting cleaner, we're going to have fewer percent of 5s and lower. So that went down in every area, significantly in the Southeast and significantly in Texas and Oklahoma region. So the whole U.S. crop, if you look over there to the, So you see the whole U.S. crop, the 5s and lowers went down from about 13% to just a little over about 6%. And this is, of course, the leaf grade is based off our instrument measurement, so you would expect that to track. But I want to put the HVL, what the trash it's actually seeing, and you can see it was down in all areas also in the entire U.S. crop. The percent area that sees on the surface was reduced from a little over 0.42, 0.43, something like that, to 0.35 on an average. Extraneous matter is one of the lowest years up to now at 4.7%. If it follows historical trends, it will increase because some of the later cottons would class in West Texas and also in Visalia tends to have a little more extraneous matter, but I'll see that every year that it'll increase a little bit after the belt line. But I don't believe it'll get back up near as high as some of those other years in double digits. I believe it'll still stay below 10%. Here's extraneous matter by region. It's down in all four regions, Southeast, Mid-South, Texas, and the Far West. Average micronaire is just every other year, and then a 4.4, 4.5. I guess it depends on the odd years. We'll have even number, and even years we'll have odd. So, average micronaire by region. Mid-South, we had a considerable amount of high mic this year in all of what Tennessee, Louisiana, Mississippi, all. So it's going to be just, you know, a little bit higher than the rest of the country. And I expect to see the Texas one go down a little bit again as you get in some of this later cotton. It tends to drop. Strength is up. In fact, it's a record strength again, as I will get into showing you here. From the time we went 100% HVI, we stayed in 28, 29, finally broke 30 and stayed along there. Now we're almost to 30.5, so it continues to increase. Strength by region. I'm going to move on. Staple. Again, the highest staple we've seen in the last 5 years. Seeing the staple actually didn't go up in the Mid-South. I know we had some sort of hot, dry weather in August and September there because some of the soybeans and stuff suffered from it. So that may have impacted that staple length, but big increase in Texas and big increase out Arizona. And for the U.S. crop, right now it's on up to 36, greater than 36 average for the first time ever. Y'all hear me in the back okay? I step back from this. Okay, thank you. Base quality and higher. Since I've been tracking it, this is bales, individual bales that compose all the factors of base quality and higher. So 61%, you might say, of the U.S. crops up to now has all, bales have all the factors of base quality or higher. Then you go to high quality. Every region, you see how much the Southeast, even though they had the Hurricane Matthew came through, they still, in Georgia and Alabama, had so much 31 cotton. That's why they jumped up so much. The 31-335, 3549 mic, no extraneous matter. Texas went over 50% for the third time. There it was in 2010 and 2007. Then you put the U.S. average on here in white, and it's just under 50% is high quality. These are bales that compose the factors of 31-335 and no extraneous matter and premium mic, okay? So, if you look at the U.S. crop for the last 17 years, right as of today, it's the highest high-quality crop we've ever produced, okay? Or that we've produced since we've been 100% HPI. Pima, we do have a few Pima Jenners here. The color did improve over last year, but I was talking to Greg Townsend out there yesterday, and it's still not as high as like in 12, 13, 14, and I think there was some rain and fog, and it maybe has lowered this color grade on a few bales, and I think they actually had some hail damage in Arizona that caused, you know, some of the color grade not to be hardly as high as what we'd seen in earlier years. The micro there, it doesn't change. Strength and staple, they'll fluctuate a little bit. The staple actually increased this year, but the strength's about the same. So, in summary, 4132s and higher increased over the prior crop and the second highest in recent years. The average leaf grade at 3.0 is the lowest over the past five crops. Mid-South had the highest average leaf. Extraneous matter, well, I didn't change that. It's not 10%, it's 4.7. It's the lowest over the past five crops. Mic average 4.5. It's up from the 4.4 from the previous year. Average strength 30.5, the highest average since 100% HPI testing. Average staple 36.3 is the longest average also since we went 100% HPI. Base quality and higher, it's 60.8%. It's the highest over the past 5 years, and it was up in all regions. And the high quality, 31.3 and higher, was up in all regions and higher than any of the prior years since we've been tracking it. I'm not going to Pima, I just hit on those notes. So that about wraps it up, and I got had a minute. I guess it's counting down a minute and 40 seconds. Over a minute and 40 seconds. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was doing good.
Anybody have time for one question?
Yeah, anybody? Lee Teller was with Jenner, told me that yesterday. He said, I know you'll put that on your slide. And when he said that, I thought, I bet I do tonight.
Thank you, Robbie.
You got a question?